The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, there's two types of 20-minute homilies. There's the homily you give that actually lasts for 20 minutes. And as you know, I rarely give those. I don't know if I ever have here. Well, there's the other type of 20-minute homily. That's when you find out 20 minutes before Mass that you're preaching. Yes, this weekend was actually a deacon was meant to preach, but he's not feeling well, so they put me in. I guess I'll have to do. Well, you know, today really is all about being a servant leader. That's what Jesus is talking about, a servant leader who has to make sacrifices and suffer. Great story that we can refer to comes from our own Revolutionary War. You remember that when we were fighting the British. Well, our army was totally stuck in the mud. All of the horses, the wagons, the cannons, everything was stuck in the mud. And all of the soldiers were trying to get this one cart free, and they couldn't. Well, along comes a soldier in a long gray cloak, and he looks up at the corporal on the horse, and he says, "Corporal, are you going to help those men to get that wagon stuck from the mud?" And he says, "No, I'm a corporal, of course not. That's for them to do." And so the other man gets down from his horse in his long gray cloak, and he spends hours with the men. And finally, they get the wheels moving, and they get it out of the mud. And the man in the gray cloak comes back to the corporal, exhausted, tired out, and he climbs back on his horse, and he says, "Corporal, if your men are ever in trouble again, you have them call their commander in chief, and I will come again to help them." And his cloak blew open, and the corporal realized with horror that he was speaking to George Washington. He could see his badges. What an example he gave to that corporal to be a man of service, even though he was a leader of his little segment of the army. None of us are leaders of it all, but sometimes we want to be like James and John. We want to have more power than we're called to. Power is when we try to force something. But what Jesus gives us is authority. The authority we have as baptized members of the church comes totally from being baptized into the Lord. But we do have authority over some things. We have the authority in our own house. We have the authority to be priest, prophet, and king, and to offer all of those things. We're a prophet whenever we bring the word of God to today's time and to those who need it. We're a king when we rule rightly and justly in our own homes and with our own family. And we're a priest whenever we bring a sacrifice to the Lord. That's the essence of being a priest, is to offer a sacrifice. Jesus is the high priest, the great priest. What did he offer? His sacrifice was his very self, his very body and blood, his whole being. That's what the other disciples They weren't ready to do that. He said that they will drink the cup that they had to drink and be baptized, predicting their future martyrdom. Thanks be to God, we have Jesus as our great example. We know that we have to go outside of ourselves to help others. You know, during COVID, a lot of people were in isolation. They suffered from depression, and there was a lot of polls, a lot of trying to figure out what is it that makes people sad and how can they be cured. And they tried a lot of things, you know, playing games while you're in isolation, doing this and that. But the one thing that they found for sure that made anyone feel better is when they left their own misery to go out and help someone else. When they would leave to go out and help someone else, they would feel better. Babies, within the first 90 seconds of their life, are already trained to look at a face, to look at a face and to respond to it. All of us are called to go out and serve each other, to look into each other's faces and say, who can I lift up today out of the mud? Who can I get down from my horse, put my hands into the dirt and help them? That's how we really pull ourselves out of our own misery. Not self-help books, not staying at home all the time in isolation. It's going out to help those that we need to serve. And we do so in the name of Jesus. May God bless you.